Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank. Folks, today you're more connected than ever. Whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. And that's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I am delighted to welcome Betty Collins. Betty is a office lead and a shareholder with Brady Ware. And she's also the host of a great new podcast that we have here on Business Radio X. It's not a new podcast. It's been around a while, but we're fortunate now to have that podcast on our platform. So, Betty, welcome.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you. For those that have maybe not heard you or have heard you and don't know what your day job is, tell everybody what you do there at Brady Ware.
Sure. I've been with Brady Ware since 2012. I came here through a merger. I had my own firm. So I've done this since 1988, been done in a while. And so at Brady Ware, I'm in part of the long-term care team, which is taking care of clients with people with disabilities, elderly or nursing homes, that kind of stuff, senior living. But really, my bigger focus is I'm in the business solutions group, which deals with small business, which is about 25 million and under. We do everything from compliance work to advisory with them. And then I serve on the board of directors, and I also run our women's initiative, which we started in 2014. And that's probably the fuel that fires everything for me. But that's where I got my podcast going with that as well. So those are some of the roles that I play. And then I lead our Columbus office. We have four different offices.
You know, I'm tired hearing this already, Betty. You've got a lot on your plate. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's dig into those maybe one by one. Now, you mentioned the small business group, and we were talking before we came on about the advisory work you do. And I think that's pretty interesting for folks out there that are used to hearing about CPA firms being compliance oriented, you know, filing tax returns. Talk about the advisory aspect of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, Brady Ware is committed, obviously, to compliance of, you know, assurance and tax. And for many, many years, that's what you did. Now firms are looking at it going, hey, we've got to have some advisory services because the success of the marketplace is counting on these businesses being successful. So when I take on a client, I'm in the business solutions group, which means you're probably going to be 10 million, maybe 20 million and under in revenue. And you're going to need more of the day-to-day things. You're going to need to know about things that aren't in your audit and they're not about tax, or you may not even need an audit, right? So some of the things that I really do with the advisory piece is everything about it is strategic. So you have to look and go, how am I going to be a strategic partner with these guys, whether they own pizza stores or gas stations? You don't have to know everything about a pizza store, but there's basic things that they need to know. So for one of the things I do is as that advisor, I take on, hey, I'm going to quarterback your advisor team, because if you don't have the right team in place outside of your employees and your management, you know, you're probably going to have a weak link that can bring you down. For instance, you don't have the right insurance, or you didn't even have insurance that you thought you did on your equipment or whatever it is. And so, you know, when I talk to someone and say, who's your banker? And they say, we go to this bank. And that's not your banker. You know, that should be a pretty close relationship. So part of advisory is quarterbacking the advisor team. That's a huge one because business owners just don't know. They probably have an idea or a passion about something. The other things that we do is, you know, the audit's fine, the year-end books are fine, but you need something through the year. And you don't necessarily want to have an audited financial, probably don't want to have it once a year, let alone every month. So you've got to come up with some financial strategic reporting and analytics for that client, so they know that they're making money, if they're selling the right product. If they just go out and sell more of a product that's losing money, they're not probably going to have a good year. And then, of course, we do things in the area of merger and acquisition. You know, that's huge in today's markets. Everybody's merging versus just selling all the time. So you have to be able to help people get through that. It's a hard process. Brady Ware also, you know, we do a great job with what we call Brady Ware Capital. We own that. And Brady Ware Capital buys and sells businesses. And now that I've done this a long time, I have a lot of people that are aging and they want to sell their business. And so it's a 3 to 5 year process. And you got to get people through that. And the biggest one is, it's called Counseling 101. You have to get in there and help them let go. And you have to help them go, you know, there is life after this.
Sure.
And you're helping them get the right buyer because it's personal. And then you actually help them sell. So, you know, you have to look at yourself as an advisor. We do all kinds of different services. It could even be, I'm going to start marketing this plan and I want to go through and spend this much money on marketing. And anybody can say, here's what you can spend on marketing, here's what you can. The question is, what are you marketing and why? And is that the right type of venue to sell what you're selling? If it's transactional, it's one thing. If it's a relationship, it's different. You know, if it's large, it has to be on a different venue. So, you know, Betty Collins doesn't go out on Twitter and get a bunch of business from that, because I'm a CPA and I'm an advisor and it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who sells jewelry probably gets a lot out of that. So sometimes it is helping them put their marketing plan together, and you just get in there and do, again, how are you going to make that guy or that woman successful in their business?
Sure.
And so you have to put on an advisor hat like it's your business. And that's what I try to do. It's what sets me apart. It's why I continue to build my business.
Yeah. And for someone out there that's got a business that's now grown into, you know, a high seven, you know, low eight figure kind of business,
right?
They've really gone beyond just the need to talk to a CPA once a year, get taxes done and move on. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts where they could use the advisory work that you do.
Correct. I mean, you can have a client, and I don't care what size it is, I will tell you, you never should only see your CPA once a year. And it's not because I want to sell you more services, although maybe that's true, but you really, I don't care what size you are, you should be seeing a CPA relationship at least twice a year. But when you are larger, when you get into $10 and $20 million a year, all of a sudden you need to know, is my CFO doing their job? And do I have the right HR in place? And am I using contractors when I shouldn't? And there's just bigger issues. Am I taking advantage of things that are out there for larger companies, you know, certain credits and, you know, or so you have to really be able to go. Now you really have to know that industry and be extremely specific so that you can really help them. Because when you get to those type, you know, it's kind of like the bigger and taller you are, the harder you can fall when you do fall.
Sure.
So you better have somebody who's in there going, this is probably not the CFO for you. It might have been great when your dad ran this company and it was $1 million a year. But now you've got somebody with $10 million and you have cash that's not making any money. We're not getting return, or we're in debt to the point that we got to have a debt plan reduction. You know, and so those things, I mean, that's the stuff I try to get in there and talk about, try to get in there and do. So those advisory services are, you know, that could be an ongoing thing all the time.
Right. So Betty, you lead the women's initiative at Brady Ware. Give folks an idea about that. And maybe I can also give a plug for one of your episodes, because you, in one of your Inspiring Women podcast episodes, you talked about the importance, viability of women's initiative at companies and why you should set that up at your own company.
Correct. So women today, I mean, I'm really fortunate. The leadership group, the CEOs of our company and the board of directors at the time in 2014 said, we need to do this. And so the key was, the top leadership was say, we need to do this. We need to find the right person to get it done. And so they asked me if I would step in. And the way we looked at it was, this is about advancing and empowering our workforce. Because in today's market, women are becoming more educated. In accounting, for sure, it's well over 50% of accountants today are women. So you've got, and that's continuing to grow. So you have to get that workforce energized, and they have to see that they can go further and further along all the way to ownership if they want it. But they haven't seen that path because generally they'll look inside a boardroom or a shareholder room, and it's mostly men. Nothing wrong with that, because the people that are in a boardroom better be really good board members and really good shareholders. But you don't want to miss out on half of your talent. And so that was really the original why this goes. So what has happened in Bradyware since I started the Women's Initiative, we do all kinds of things besides my podcast, but we had two women in shareholder group. No big deal. We now have seven. I call us the Magnificent Seven, and my goal is to get to be the Dirty Dozen. That's my goal, okay?
That's a good goal.
It's a good goal. Yeah. So, but I'll tell you what's really been great about it is, and this is statistically proven, people who have women in the boardroom or who are owners, they have a better return on equity or return on income, and they are more profitable. And all it is a different perspective. Women do not think like men, and men do not think like women. And so you have advantages in that. And both can learn from each other, and both should be at the table. So we really started a few years ago just listening to the women of the firm. What are your concerns? What are things that we can help you with? Of course, flexibility is a huge thing, but that is not the whole reason you have a women's initiative. Flexibility and parenting should be a parenting, not moms. It should be parental, right? It should be moms and dad. So flexibility is a part of it, but some of it is you get bogged down. Your seasons in life are different. So for me, I was a single mom when it mattered, and I had to make a good living, and my drive was to educate my children. So I had that drive all through those times. And then you hit 50, and the good news is your kids leave. No, I mean, that's not good news. I shouldn't say it like that. But I mean, they're now off to school, or they're getting married, or they're doing life. And you now have all these years of experience in your accounting and worked with all these clients. Why wouldn't you want to seize ownership at some point? You may not want to. But when you're 30s, you're going, I could never own a company. I got kids. I got a house. I mean, so seasons are different. So we committed to that. And it's really been amazing. So our leadership group now is 30% women, and it's made a huge impact. We have people staying longer. That's always a huge thing. Retention is huge. The other piece of it is, when you have a women's initiative, we have an understanding and have been committed to understanding business owners who are women. And so when you do that, because guess what? 40% of business owners today are women.
Right.
And so you have a different perspective, and generally women will hire a woman CPA before a man. Not that men are bad. I mean, I it isn't that way, but you can relate differently.
Sure.
And so the Women's Initiative has just been really, really good for those reasons.
Yeah, it's like you said earlier when we were talking about advisory services. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really personal, right? So
yeah,
so having someone on the other side of the table that understands in real life terms, where you're coming from, as a woman business owner, is important.
It is. And the thing about, accounting in general is, I look at accounting just the venue for me, right? Accounting is the venue that I get to go out in the marketplace and make it successful. And I have always said, when the marketplace is successful, the country is successful. So accounting is just my venue to play that role. And it's kind of the same thing with the Women's Initiative. I mean, we have a very large conference annually, and we had it last 2 weeks ago, and we had 350 women sold out, couldn't put another person in there. And they got, it was educational, it was inspiring, it was just an amazing day. So it has turned into this really, really big deal, and it's energizing. So we thought we should do it, but really accounting is personal. And people think it's numbers and you must be good at math. It has nothing to do with math. It's personal because you put your life into a business, or you put your life into an investment, and you want to do well with that. So it's really personal. And you may want to leave it to your next generation. You
know, right.
And working with generations. I have a client right now who's the fourth generation is just now taking over the leadership. They're not owners yet, but they're taking over that leadership. And so it's powerful stuff. But anyways, I've digressed. Sorry.
No, that's great stuff. We're speaking with Betty Collins. Betty is with Brady Ware and Company in the Columbus office there. She runs that office, and she's also the host of the Inspiring Women podcast. I want to extend that thought just a little bit about women business owners. I know there's no one size fits all, so don't take this question this way, but what are some of the big issues that you see affecting business women business owners today that are maybe different than they were 5 and 10 years ago?
Definitely, lack of confidence is a huge deal.
Still,
it still is a huge deal. Even though they have all the kinds of opportunity out there, and you could have every self-help book, you could listen to podcasts all day on it. Women are just not as confident as men. And I always call it this: you can be confident, you can be insecure, or arrogance, or you can be all three of those probably by morning, right? By noon.
Right.
So learning the confidence and stay out of your insecure world and your arrogant world. Nobody likes those, whether you're men or women. The confidence is a big deal. The other thing I think women, it's different today, is they are asking a lot more. Instead of just accepting, they are asking more. But sometimes how they ask and what they ask, they need guidance with. But that's definitely been improving, because when you ask, chances are, you know, the worst thing they're going to do is tell you no, you know?
Sure.
Period. Women are all about generally the journey, and men are more about the destination and the goal. So you have to have both of those in your life. You got to enjoy the journey as you're getting to the destination, but destination's really crucial. You know, this is where we want to be. We want to be a $5 million company, or I want to have 50 employees, or I want to have 2 locations. But if all you do is think about those things versus getting to that point, women have to embrace those two things. The other thing that women are better about, even though I talk about lack of confidence, is they're understanding now the value that they play. They're more educated now. They're finishing higher education. They are owning more businesses. They are the reason we are the consumer. They are the reason the economy is going, because they're the spender. They're seeing that value more than they used to, and that maybe I have some control of that. I'm fortunate enough to be involved with the National Association of Women Business Owners, and I am the president of our local Columbus chapter. And one of the things that is really going on really well for women is advocacy at the national level in DC and in the local levels. And so women are out there much more boldly running for office and trying to get to the governance of things that can impact being a business owner. And so that has changed definitely in the last 5 to 10 years. If you even look at the makeup of how many women are running for office and doing it, I don't know why anybody would want to run for office, but they do. You know, people still think it's cool. But you mean you can have a lot of impact doing that.
Sure. Well, we want those folks to run for office, but at the same time, we ask them, why are you doing that at the same time,
exactly.
Right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I think women are understanding, you know, we really talk a lot about the glass ceiling, and you can live in the past with all those kinds of things too. But I think women are seeing that whether they have the title or not in leadership, they can be the influencer. You do not have to have that title. You know, you can influence your company and the shareholders and all of the things around you. And you don't have to have a title necessarily to do it. Or if you do have the title, please use it really responsibly for everyone around you. And I think that's been a mind shift change that I've seen certainly in Brady Ware. You know, we might look at somebody who is not a CPA as, well, those, you know, that's a staff person. They're not a CPA. We're a certified public accounting firm. That person can have tremendous influence as a staff person. I've seen it over and over. So you have to get people to get into that confidence level to go, I play a very specific role. It's really important. And not get too caught up in the title of it, because you can still influence. That has been a huge shift. Maybe that's been my shift change. I don't know. And I have titles, but it doesn't mean anything sometimes, you know.
So, right.
So I think women in those ways, we've seen that kind of change.
Right. You know? Yeah, and you keep setting me up nicely, Betty, because I wanted to make sure because you mentioned leadership with a title, leadership without a title, and there are a couple of different podcast episodes that you put out on those topics, and then you also had a really good one about the issues of insecurity, confidence, and arrogance. So I want to highlight those for folks that are interested in your Inspiring Women podcast. Now, before we leave NABO, you mentioned the National Association of Women Business Owners, the Columbus chapter. You are the president of that chapter. So get into that a little bit more, and maybe give a commercial for why women business owners ought to be involved with this organization, because obviously you're doing something right in Columbus, it being the largest such chapter in the country.
Yes, it is. And it's a good example of it, but you know, NABO started back, I want to say the late '70s, early '80s. I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. But their big claim to fame was, in 1988, there was a bill passed that said women who wanted to own a business could sign their own loan. They did not have to have their dad, husband, or son sign the loan papers to start a business. They could do it themselves.
Wow.
And so that was, yeah, I know, that was 1988. It doesn't seem like that, right?
Wow.
So that was the founding thing that probably launched them to really, they became a very, very effective force in Washington, D.C. And so they started chapters all over the country. I'm going to say there's 60 to 65 chapters. So you should look in your local cities to see if they have, or your local areas to see where their chapters are. And so advocacy is still a big thing. I was just in DC in June with the Women Association. We had 150 people go to the Hill, and we talked with different people all over the Hill from both sides of the aisle, talking about what business owners experience, especially when they're women, access to capital, those kind of things. So it was, so advocacy is the number one reason you would join. The number two, though, for me has been just the support of other women business owners. I mean, we're all going through this same stuff as women business owners. And so you have somebody that understands, yeah, I deal with that too, you know. And we have monthly lunches, most of them do, or at least every other month, where you have really good speakers come in, you hear from other women, it's inspiring in that way. And then we have really good round tables. So if you want to sit down with a group of women that are kind of like your business, or, you know, they try to pair you up with the right kind. So you have this weekly group that meets, and you're kind of accountable to each other, and you hear each other. And then there's all the mentorship stuff that goes along with it. Brady Ware became a silver sponsor in 2014. And we have our women, they can go to anything that NABO has in for the Columbus chapter. And they usually are just, you know, you go there, you get inspiration, you meet people, you can get new client work out of it. There's just a lot of things like that. So I just find it's a really powerful organization. Our Columbus chapter has a really good advocacy, public policy. We just had a roundtable with Governor DeWine. So to sit there and talk to him one-on-one with him about access to capital is harder for women than men. It's not because bankers hate men. It's not that at all. It's just different dynamics. There's a lot of history behind it. So that those are the reasons why you would join as a women business owner. And I want to support organizations that support women in business, no doubt.
Sure. Now, we're speaking with Betty Collins, and Betty, is a, office lead, runs the office, the Columbus office of Brady Ware, a regional CPA, advisory firm, business advisory firm, and also the host of Inspiring Women podcast. So let's get to that, the Inspiring Women podcast. Tell folks maybe why you wanted to start this podcast and what your goals for it are.
Right. Well, as an advisor, you know, in accounting and for business owners, you just pick up on a lot. You hear a lot. You hear what people are going through. You hear their frustrations. And in being involved with NABO, I mean, you're with other women business owners all the time. And so I wanted to do a podcast that helped them with not accounting. I don't want to sit and talk about depreciation for the day. I want to talk about, you know, their nevers. Every time they say never, are there opportunities? And I want to address the confidence issues. And so things that I hear women struggle with, I started putting that together. And I do speaking engagements at times, and these are topics that always get a lot of well-received, comments. So I came up with those and started kind of just, here's 12 subject matters, you know, because we do everything by numbers, I guess. I don't know. But here's a year's worth of topics. I mean, I could probably do them in 3 months and still have more topics. It's more listening to that audience of my client, of what they're going through. And then I said, I'm going to put this in writing, and then I'm going to start addressing it. And then of the women in Brady Ware, I mean, I know they deal with confidence. I know they say never way too many times. I know that they don't know what their story is. You know, I know they're frustrated with not leading with a title. So I just compiled that kind of stuff and built on it. And then the rest is history. And I started doing the podcast, and we've had some good traction with them, and we're hearing a lot of good response from them. I'm in about 15 states, which is unusual. There's a whole area of Washington, D.C. that listens to these. It's kind of funny. But, you know, hopefully they really are something that inspires and gets people thinking. You know, it's to be thought provoking. So that was really the why and how I came up with things.
And I'll just put in a plug that I guess folks would expect me to, but I'm going to come at it from a different direction. So I would encourage the men out there to check out this podcast, because if you have daughters, if you have wives, if you have women in your life, sisters that you're trying to support, it's a great way to learn what's going on internally with them and helping understand how they tick and how you can support them in their entrepreneurial endeavors.
Yes. You know, it was interesting when this last conference we had with 350 people, and probably realistically 20 were men that came to the conference.
Now, those were courageous guys right there.
Courageous guys.
Yeah, let's give them a hand.
I'm going to get a lot of business today because I'm the only guy in the room.
Yeah.
But I love the one, he was one of our speakers. He spoke on marketing, and he brought his granddaughter. Hmm. And I think she was 17, 18 years old. I thought that was so insightful because he saw a need to help her understand, and then he went with her everywhere throughout the day so he could understand.
Wow.
I never like to be women and we're better, and I'm not that quote feminist. It's just we think differently because we are different, and we just want to be understood. And then I want the people and women in Brady Ware and my daughter to have the same opportunities that everyone else has. And then you take it from there, and they have to prove their merit. But I mean, you know, you want them to.
Sure. So you talked a little bit about how you come up with the topics and how you've really started this first year, and you're coming up here on your 1 year anniversary here in a month or two. Give folks an idea of maybe what you've got in mind for coming episodes of Inspiring Women.
One of the things I really have been putting together for this next year is an emphasis on taking your business or your situation or your circumstance to the next level. And I want to find, and I've already got some people that I'm interviewing, it's going to be more of an interview style on a couple of them, because I want people to hear what it took to go to a new level. I was $5 million in business, and I really wanted to be 15. Well, you have to think completely different when you do that. And I want them to tell how they thought differently. What was the mindset change? So I want to do that. And then circumstances are the same thing. It's not always has to be about, I want to generate more revenue. So my circumstances are this, and I want them to be completely different. And so I want to find women who have gotten themselves out of a circumstance that they're not happy with, and they've gone to a next one. So an example of that would be self-care. You know, women do not take care of themselves. They run themselves ragged. They think they're the only ones that can do it. And so they just, and then all of a sudden they wonder why they've gained weight, why they're tired. They wonder why everyone thinks they're grouchy. And so if they really took their circumstances and said, I don't want to do this anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is where I want to be. And you find someone who's already done that, you know, so that they can relate to it and they can see application. So those are some things I'm looking at.
That sounds great. That sounds like something that's, again, I'm biased, but folks, go out, check out the Inspiring Women podcast, subscribe to it on your favorite podcast application. It's widely distributed. So check it out as you can. I think you'll get a lot out of
it. Well, you can go to BradyWare.com, and under resources, there's a link to podcasts. I mean, you can't miss it. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. You can also email me anytime and just say, I heard you on the radio, something like that.
Yep.
But at bcollins@bradyware.com. So it's pretty simple.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Betty, as we close out here, any other closing thoughts you'd like to share with our folks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, first of all, really grateful that you would have me on today and that you, think my podcasts are something that are worth listening to. I really appreciate that. Appreciate your questions today. But I would challenge the audience to this. When you're looking for advisors in your life and you're looking, whether it's personal, professional, doesn't matter, make sure that they really are good advisors, whether you need accountants, marketers, whether you need attorneys. Make sure you're the right people helping you along the path so that you have success in whatever it is. So hopefully you can tap into my Inspiring Women's podcast and learn a thing or two, and be glad to help you with anything regarding advisory services or accounting that you're just not feel like you're getting because you don't have an advisor for you. I'd love to help you.
Sounds great. Now, you gave a couple of pieces of contact information there, Betty, but for those that may have missed that, let's get that clearly out there for folks that would like to be in touch with you.
Yeah, you just go to BradyWare.com, pretty simple, and under resources, you will find the podcast. So those are all there. And then under About Us, you'll see the leadership group, and you'll find me under Betty Collins. It talks a little bit about me. Or you can just email me directly at bcollins@bradyware.com.
Betty Collins with Brady Ware and host of the Inspiring Women podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John, for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure. So, folks, if you have need with curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops, well, folks, go and hire a smart and reliable office angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. Speaking of women-owned businesses, and I have to put in another little plug for Essie. She was a business person of excellence, as named by the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce last year. So Essie and her team, they know what they're doing. Another reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning, and we have special shows we put out every once in a while. At 11:30 a.m. And if you miss any of our live shows, you can hear us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, your favorite podcast app, or go online at northfultonbusinessradio.com. Follow us on social media on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for our guest, Betty Collins from Brady Ware, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.